It's our pleasure to welcome to the show actor Christo Fernandez and now author. He has a brand new book from Scholastic entitled Football is Life. Also, Football is Vida, because this is a bilingual book, and some great illustrations by James Ray Sanchez. And, you know, Christo, if you watch Ted Lasso, because he played Danny Rojas on that show, and that was his catchphrase, football is life. Christo, welcome to the show. And before we get started, I just have to mention, I know it didn't go the way you wanted, but how about that match at the Azteca in the rain with England? That was an absolute classic, wasn't it?
That was a once-in-a-lifetime game, but I'm still processing the loss, but I'm very proud of my Mexican team because they played with heart. They gave everything. They left everything on the field, and this team brought us all together in Mexico. And I think this team, our Mexican team, gave us something that I love in life, which is this. Possibility to believe and to dream big, regardless of the result. I love that, and I think that's an important thing in life. And like the game, like in sports, sometimes you lose, sometimes you draw. It might not go the way you want, but there's always a possibility to win. There's always a possibility to prepare again and to try again. And to dream big, and that's what I'm also trying to do with my children's book, which it's for children, but also for grown-ups, and we all should have this possibility to dream big and start and study and learn and push ourselves to do something else, you know, and fail and try again.
Well, that's the thing, too, is that, I mean, here's the England team with all these big names, and Mexico didn't have a lot of big names, but boy, did they fight, and they fight, and they fought, and yet I'm so disappointed yesterday with the U.S. team because they just stood around and very tepid and the esprit de corps, everything good about it. I don't know if it was because of the Trump thing, but whatever. It was just sucked out of them, and they looked very weak. And so I think Mexico has a lot to be proud about. And for us in America, the U.S. team, it's just such a stain now. It's a really sour feeling. But let's move on to the book, as you were saying. I love the fact that this book, and it's for kids, as you said, it's big, and I mentioned the great illustrations, but, you know, I'll just pick a page. It says, scoring goals is his superpower. No one can kick like Christo. Anotar goles es el superpoder. Nadie patea como Christo. I think this is a good way, too, for kids who aren't bilingual. This is like maybe their first lesson, right?
Yeah, I really think my sister Paloma and I are always grateful with our parents that they always encourage us to learn other languages, even though they barely speak English. And that's why we learn English and then German. And I love languages, and I believe languages open doors, and they open you to another world. And it's also for me a statement that I believe in multiculturality. There's not just one culture. There's different cultures out there, and I love learning from every single one of them. And I pushed myself and got out of my comfort zone and went to the UK where I studied my master, and I had to learn English properly. And then in the U.S., I'm still learning English here. I hope they not only people that buy the book and read it, I hope they not only learn lessons from life that I believe in, but also learn another language, both kids and grown-ups, because we all can learn something new, no matter how old we are.
Warum speaks to Deutsch so schön?
Hey, ja, kannst du Deutsch sprechen?
I think that's good. Great, man. I really do. So, the Ted Lasso thing, I guess they're having a new season, and you think about, I know you wanted to be a player and injuries and other things curtailed that, but what's it like you walk down the street now and everybody's like, Danny, what's up, man?
Yeah, I'm grateful. People always put a smile when they see me and they think of Danny Rojas. I'm glad it. It's a responsibility to know and realize how much what I do in my work and what we put ourselves out there in the world can mean to other people, and that's why I'm grateful. Danny Rojas has meant so much to so many people, and I hope there's more Danny Rojas down the line too. Why not?
And this book, Cristobalito, how much of this book is you?
Lots. It's based on real life experiences. It's based on both the good and the bad moments that this beautiful sport has given me, because that's life. And the main lesson is to get out of your comfort zone. And even though football is life, there's other stuff in life that we can learn from, and so that they can help us be better football soccer players, be better people, be better sons, daughters, be better human beings. Life is not only black and white. There's so many colors and shades in it. So it's always good to learn from other things, you know.
All right, we've been speaking with Cristo Fernandez, the children's book. I'm holding it up here for the cameras here on YouTube and Twitch.tv as well. It is entitled Football is Life, Football is Vida, and it is available from Scholastic Books. Cristo, congrats on the book, and hopefully we'll catch up with you down the road, man.
I hope so, too. And maybe see you in El Paso, Texas, El Paso Locomotive, where we're playing now. Sending lots of hugs and love to my local family.
Yes, a USL team, man. El Paso Locomotive. I'm a friend of the Oakland Roots.
Ah, okay.
I'll see you at the Coliseum.
We're going to be playing there. Hopefully soon when my visa arrives. I'm waiting for it. I hope I arrive soon.
All right, good stuff, man. It's Cristo Fernandez.